Tens of thousands of protesters, many of them wearing white, filled Market Street from Justin Herman Plaza to the Civic Center to support the Day Without Immigrants and a call for amnesty for those who are undocumented. Ahmed Abu Zaid, vice president of Service Employees International Union, Local 87, says the nation depends on immigrant labor.
We should support the new immigrant. This country has built by immigrants, and it should continue to be built by immigrants. We ask every workers in the nation to stop working today to support the immigrants and also for the country to know what the immigrants really do in San Francisco and also in the United States.
While media outlets like Fox News have criticized immigrants' rights activists for waving foreign flags in the U.S., many protesters brought both Mexican and American flags, celebrating their cultural heritage and civil rights in the U.S.
We are not criminals, we are workers. I'm immigrant from El Salvador. I'm 42 years in this country. I'm a citizen. And I think we all need justice. We are not criminals, we are not terrorists, we are just workers.
There's a real strong anti-immigrant feeling, I think, in the government, especially in the immigration service, and it does a disservice to our country. And all these people do a great service to our country, and they should be legal.
For the all time we pay taxes, all time we never ask for nothing, it's time to ask for my derechos, you know. I never see nothing for 15 years. All my family, no papers here. This is the problem.
San Francisco Supervisor Chris Daley authored local legislation earlier this year that opposes a Sensenbrenner bill, H.R. 4437, and opposes using city money to enforce federal immigration laws. Daley says this year's May Day is a sign of resistance to right-wing attacks against family values.
H.R. 4437 is just a bald-faced attack on immigrants in this country, not just criminalizing immigrants, but also criminalizing those of us who work with undocumented immigrants. Just a right-wing attack on San Francisco values, on basic human values.
There is large resistance and growing resistance to what's happening in this country and the right-wing values that they are inflicting upon us. So it's a great day.
Reporting for KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Christina Onestad.